Wir haben da zu fesseln mit alles. Oma, Rav Yitzchak, Kista, dem Erreiche, der Habe, der Zipoire. There was a certain keli, a certain type of a jar, which had a, which they used to go and measure fish juice with it, mulais. Habes, kemin, luge, de migdisha. So this had exactly a look. Oh, boss, if you want to figure out what the shir avias is, for the shir dalet kaisis, is mesharin, mesharin revias shal pesach. So you bought this kista de merais, and after you washed it out, you poured in wine, so that's the shir of dalet kaisis, and then you divided it in quarters, so you can figure out the shir of a revias. Oma Rav Yochanan tamna yosa kadma yosa da have a bit verje have ye seide al do rive u bo misharim revish shel Pesach. Rav Yochanan, there was another keli that was called tamna yosa. But there were two additions to this keli. When it first came out, so this keli was larger. The second edition of the tamna yosa was not so large. The second edition of the Tamna Yoso was a revius less than the first edition. So therefore, if you want to figure out a shir revius, so you just would take the old Tamna Yoso, you fill it up with water, you pour it into the new Tamna Yoso, and whatever is left over, so you have a revius left over. Ubo misharin revius shel Pesach. Zog der Rashbam. Kiste de Moraise, Mide Shemoichen bo Hamurais. Bo Mishairim Revie Shal Pesa, Shememale Noiso, you fill it up, U Mechalke Noiso La Arba Kaises, the Lug Arba Revies. A Lug is four Revies, that's a Revies a Lug. Tamna Yoso Mide, Vaino Tumen Bo Uchlo de Meseche Soite, Aber es jesere al do tamna yoso, an der heintike tamna yoso, der Revi is mo, obo misharen Revi is al Pesa, shei me malen oiso, umaren lesoich oiso shel achshav. You filled the old tamna yoso, you poured it into the tamna yoso shel achshav, ad shi meleyo, umayim anish orim betumnise I Revi is. Whatever was left over, that is a Revi is. Zogt Eiswiss, Tamna Yosa Perish Rashbam, Dahainu Tumen Vuchlo, that's the Mida of Tumen Vuchlo. Loi Nihira, the Bamoicha Sasvina Choshev, the Gemara speaks about the different measurements, and it's going Luk, Revias Haluk, Tumen Vuchlo. Bechol Mida Mida Pecheses Vahileches. Each mide is less than the other one. So tumen is less than a revius. The kan mashme shehi yoisem a revius. It would seem that the mide alone is more than a revius. The old tamna yosa is a revius larger than the new tamna yosa. But weishtachois, not that we're speaking about that the new tamna yosa is a psamashu and this is a revius larger. It would seem that it was a large mide, and the old Tamna Yosa was a revius haluk more than that. So Vaistois Tamna Yosa and Tumen are two different mides. Omar Rav Chisda revius shel Torah. The person wants to know the volume in which a revius will enter. So you take a square, that's etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, a cube, that's etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim, vachatzi etzba, vachaymesh etzba. And that's 7/10 of an etzba. That is the shear of a revius. Let us see the Rashbam. Revius shel Torah, kegoin, רביעיס יין של נוזר, הלוך למוישה מסיני, רביעיס דם הבו משני מייסים, ארץ מצרף תבי מטעמי, המוירס הגמורס, it brings down the aura, why does the רשבם have to bring a רביעיס of two מייסים, which is a מחלויקס, a רביעיס דם of one מייס, which is מטעמי. נח לא מקרו, חוגן רביעיס שמן, לרקיקי נוזר, דיקה דיאף לא מקרוי במנוחס, ומידס חלל הקהילי בריבוע, החולל of the קהילי הביא אצבעיים על אצבעיים רכף, ברום אצבעיים, two אצבויס, בחצי אצבע, five tenths of an אצבע, בחיימש אצבע, and another two tenths of an אצבע, so that's two and seven tenths אצבויס, the גויבה, Umenolon, and how do we figure out this shia mi mikveh? From a mikveh we can figure out the shia. If we know the dimensions of a mikveh, which is mem so, so then we can figure out the dimensions of a revius, which is a revius haluk. Now, how do we figure out the dimensions of a mikveh? Kedisanya, we learned in a baraisa. Verochatz b'mayim es kol besorei. So from this pasuk we learn out three halachas. Halacha number one: Sheloi yehei davar choytzeitz bein besorei l'mayim. The pasuk says besorei b'mayim besorei, that the besor should be in complete contact with the mayim. It should not be a davar that is choytzeitz in mavdol bein a besor l'mayim. So here we learn how Tilchus Chatzitza. From the Pasach, Bamayim, it doesn't say Bimayim, so we learn how Bimei Mikveh, not all Mayim, only certain Mayim. Bamayim, Bimayim Ham Yuchodim, certain Mayim. Now, as Kol B'soroi Bamayim, that the, so from here we learn out the Shir of the Mikveh, Mayim, Shekol gufoi oyla bahem. Mayim, that the gufa odom can be completely submerged. That is sufficient to cover gufa odom. Vekama hein. So that is the shir mikveh. Vekama hein. And how much does this come out? Amo al amo berum sholeis ames. So it is a cube of amo al amo berum sholeis ames. B'shiru chachomim, shir mei mikveh arboim so. So now we have all the dimensions. That arboim so is an amo al amo v'rum sholeish amois. So memela, from this we can figure out what the dimensions of a revius halug is. This we're going to see in Rashi. Rashba. Let us see the Rashba. Zog der Rashbam, Kedisanye v'rochatz b'mayim es kol besoroi, b'mayim b'mei mikveh. How do we get this droshe? Mayim ha-meyuchodim, with a pasach. Certain water. What was certain water? Shenikvu mitchilo me'atzmon, that they assembled, they got together by themselves, midolaksivi, midolakosav b'mayim. So it says, Bamayim, by the certain waters, we learn, Lemuta Yishuvim, the Ozel Hashto Maisi, Vitovu. So it means he can't bring water now to Tovu himself. He has to have water which accumulated by itself. That's a psul of Shuvim. Kol Besoroi, Midaloi Kosav Besoroi, Mashmesh Kol Gufoi Oila Behem. That the complete body is submerged, She'enai Nire, you have to have enough water that the whole body can completely cover the whole body. Sahainu, so how much is this? Amo al amo berum sholeish ames. Tzorech sheyehei hakeli mole maya. So the keli has to be full of water. Sheyitvo boi ha'odom. So the keli that it was full of wood, it should be an amo al amo berum sholish ames. The lashon of the Rashbam, he mentions it more than once. Taisus also mentions it. Tzarshaya keli, it's very difficult. Taisus and Daf Yudzainam at base, and Psochem says that there's a machlikus, if she'uvim is take posel min ha-teire, so Taisus wants to say, afilu kuloi shov is kosher min ha-teire, but you're not allowed to be table in a keli, that's for sure. That is ich a posel min ha-teire, ain't table in a keli, so the asa chuvim zeira shema yitvel be keli. If you can start using kelim for tefillah, you might be table in a keli. So the lashon of the Rashbam is unclear. So she a keli mole mayim she yitro boi ha'odom. So akaponim, this receptacle should be an amal amo berum sholish ames. Beshiru chachomim. And the chachomim said that in volume kantet ahainu arboim so. Uminoy alfinon, and from these measurements we can learn out l'reviyis shel Torah, v'shir reviyis shel Torah. Now, how do we do this? Keitzat. So cholkeyu mitchile kuloi l'rumoi rumei shel. Let's first divide the mikveh in the height. That means we'll make a smaller percentage of the height. We'll figure out what this equals in the volume, and then we'll start cutting away the oirech and the roichet. But now we're just going to make a smaller receptacle. Keitzad cholkei mitchile kulei lerumai. Let's divide it lerumai. Rumai shel mikve. The height of the mikveh is sholeis amets, 3 amets, the hainu shmoina osar tfochem. 3 amets, there are 6 tfochem tanamet, so now we know the height of the mikveh is 18 tfochem. The chalkein, now let's divide these 18 tfochem, l'shisha osar chalokim, into 16 parts. Now, in order to take away the difficulty, let's make these tfochim et tvois. Then it will be easier to understand the cheshbon. There are 4 tfochim, there are 4 etzbois in 1 tefach. So there's 4 etzbois in 1 tefach. Now we have 18, now we have 18, we have 18 tfochim. So 18 times 4 is 72. So now we have 72 etzbois. Now we'll divide the 72 etzbois by 16. 72 etzbois by 16 comes out to 4.5 etzbois. So 4.5 etzbois is, in other words, is 1 tefach. Plus a chatzi etzba. So if we're going to divide the height of the mikveh in etzbois, we're going to end up with 1 tefach plus a chatzi etzba. And that is what Rashi is going to say. So let us see again the lashon of Rashi. V'chilkom, divide into 16 parts the height of the mikveh, L'chilkom v'chalkeim l'shisha osa chalokim, in 16 parts. So we made it into etzbois. So we have now, we're dividing 72 by 16. V'timtza b'chol chelik v'chelik, so we said it's 4.5 etzbois. So the Rashbam says, tefach v'chatzi etzba goiva. So 1/16 of the mikveh is a tefach and a half of an etzba, goiva, b'roichev amo al amo, with a roichev amo al amo. Umachzik echot, so it comes out, so this is 1/16 of the mikveh, So now let's figure out in the volume of so, umachzik echad mishisha oso barboim so. So this should equal 1/16 in the, if we this is 1/16 of the goiva of the mikveh, will equal 1/16 of mem so. Because that we know, that one amma by one amma by gimel amma equals mem so. So if we take 1/16 of this, so it will equal 1/16 of mem so, which is shnei soin b'chatziso. So now we whittled it down to, we have now 1/16 of a mikveh, which equals 2.5 so. Yeah. Tefach v'chatzi etzba, now we're going to make it smaller yet. So this 1/16 we're going to make smaller. Tefach v'chatzi etzba, kamo chumshei etzboisei. How many chumshei etzboisei? That means let's multiply this by 5. And we'll figure out how many chumshei. Now we're going to work with chumshei etzboisei, with fifth of an etzba. So it'll come out. So let's go with the cheshbon. So we have over here a tefach is 4, a tefach, let's break it up into etzbois. So a tefach is 4 etzbois. So 4 etzbois multiplied by 5 is 20 etzbois. Now a chatzi etzba multiplied by 5 is 2.5 etzbois. So now we have Tefach v'chatzi etzba, kamo chumshei etzboisein, how many chumshei etzbois is, now we're going to go with fifths of etzbois, esrim ushnayim v'chatzi chaymish. So now we have 22.5, we have 22.5 fifths, that's right. Midalid etzbois, Rashi says, the cheshbon from 4 etzbois esrim chumshim, from the 4 etzbois which was 1 tefach, we have 5 chum, we have 20 chumshim, mechatzi etzba beis chumshim vechatzi. Now, chalkein, so this is now still, this is our 1/16th of the mikveh, which is 22.5 chaymish etzbois. Now the Rashbam is going to say, we're going to take 3/5 of these 22.5 chaymish etzbois. Chalkein lahani chof beis chumshin v'chatzi lachamisha chalokim. Now let's divide this up into 5 equal parts. V'timtza b'chol chelek. Each v'timtza b'chol chelek. V'chelek arbo chumshin will have 4/5. V'chatzi 4/5.5. That means 4/5.5 times 5 equals 22.5. So memela, so now we have 5 chalokim, that each one is equivalent to 4/5.5. Hashlech mehem shnei chalokim. Now let's take, the Rashbam wants to end up with 3/5. So he says, let's take away, so we have 4/5.5. So let's take away 2. So that is already 9/5. 4/5 and 4/5 is 8/5. And then we have 2/2 is 9/5. So we're taking away 9/5. So we took away 9/5 from the 22.5/5. Ve'ikev biyodoch. So we have left over shloisha chalokim. We have now left over the 3/5. Shehem shloisha osa chumshin, bachatzi shel chum hakeli. Now we just whittled it down to 13 1/2 fifths. We have now 13 1/2 fifths. We took off now from this 1/16 of the mikveh, we took off 2/5. We are left with 3/5. And these 3/5 are 13 1/5. Dahainu, 13 1/5, dahainu rum, etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'choymish etzba. Now, how do we get to this cheshbon? 13 1/5, thirteen fifths is 1/2. 13 1/5 is equal to 2 3/5. That's 2 3/5. Plus a chatzi is plus 1/10. So let's make it into tenths. So we have 2 6/10. 2 6/10 plus 1/10. So let's make it which equals to 2 7/10, which is, in other words, 2 5/10 plus 2/10. So we have 2 1/2 etzbois, and 2 1/2 etzbois in the 1/5 of an etzba. That is the cheshbin. Now let us again see the lashon of Rashi. So let us see the Rashbam, So the Rashbam says as follows. We took now from this 1/16 of the goiva of the mikveh, we're going to take 3/5 of this 1/16. And the 3/5 of 1/16 will leave us with shloisha osa chumshi. That is 13 1/5 and 1/2 of a 1/5, shaluma keili. So now 13 1/5 and 1/2 of a 1/5 equals 2 1/2 etzba'ayim, it's 2 etzbois, v'chatzi etzba, v'choymish etzba. Because that's the cheshbin, it's 2 6/10. Plus 1/10, that's 2 7/10, is equal to 2 5/10, plus 2/10, which is equal to 2 etzbois, achatzi etzba, v'choymish etzba. So, Memela, what did we do so far? What are we driving at? We're driving, we got now the goiva of the revius. We just whittled down the height of the mikveh. We whittled down from 18 tfachim to two and a half etzbois and a chaimish etzba. That's what the Rashbam accomplished so far. V'chasher, now let's figure out what the volume of the water is now. That means before we had 2 1/2 saw was 1/16. The 2 1/2 saw was 1/16 of the mikveh. Now we're taking 3/5 of 2 1/2 saw. V'chasher mi'atito rum hakeli shnei chalokei mechamisha. That means you took off 2/5. V'nish'aru shloisha chalokim, and now you're left all over with 3/5. So kein tamit es amashkin shenish'aru biyodeinu me'aboim so. So now let's take off 2/5 from the 2 1/2 so. Shnei soim v'chatzi. So that's 2 1/2 so. Da'ainu chamisha chatzoin, that's 5/2, 2 1/2 is 5/2. Hashlech hashnei chalokim, so let's take off 2/5, ve'ikev hashloisha chalokim, and let's leave over 3 chalokim, שהן סו וחצי. לחיירת החשבן is as follows. You have 2.5 סו, which equals 5/2. Now let's multiply it by 5. So we have 5/2 is 25/10. Now let's take off 3/5 of 25/10, which comes out 15/10, which is equal to 1.5. 1 5/10, which is 1.5. So Memele, so the Rashbam just said now that 3/5 of the volume of 1/16 of a mikveh comes out a saw and a half. Nimtzo. So now the Rashbam is coming with a sikum, he's coming already, he's making a cheshbon. Nimtzo. So we just whittled down the mikveh to 3/5 of 1/16 of the dimension. So we come out with the volume also of 3/5 of 1/16 of the volume. So it comes out as follows. Nimtzo. Keli. Shel amo merube. If we have now, we have here a keli, which is an amo al amo. Berum, with a goiva of etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'chomesh etzba, and we have with such a goiva, magzik so v'chatzi. So now we know that this cube will be magzik aso v'chatzi. Now we have to figure out a revius haluk. We have to get whittle this down to a revius. Zogt der Rashbam weiter. Chalkeyu, now, while we whittle down the goiva of the mikveh. Now let's whittle down the oirech and roichev of the mikveh. Chalkeyu, L'rochboy. Let's divide it L'rochboy. To the Roiche. Amo al Amo. We have here an Amo al Amo. Yeshboy Shisha Ushloishim Chatichois Shal Tefach al Tefach. That means that an Amo is 6 Tvachim. So we have 6 square Tvachim. We have 6 by 6. We have 6 square tefachim, 6 by 6 tefachim, squares, tefach al tefach. So now, this area has 36 tefachim. V'haso v'chatzi yesh lahem shloishim v'shisha lugim. Aso has 24 lugim. So aso v'chatzi has 36. So now, if we want to know how much a tefach al tefach has, we have a very easy cheshbon now. A tefach al tefach is 1/36 of an amo al amo, and a lug is 1/36 of a sova chatzi. Nimtzo kli shel tefach al tefach berum etzba ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chaymish etzba. Machzik lug. So now we figured out the shear of a lug. So a tefach, al tefach, berum etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'chaymish etzba, equals a lug. Dahainu, and a lug is arba revi'yos, which is 4 revi'yos. Now, let us figure out how big a revi'yos is. So we're going to divide this tefach into 4 chalokim. Chalkeyu lerochboy shesi ve'orech v'timtza boy. So now we have here a tefach. A tefach is 4 etzbois. The tefach is 4 etzbois. V'timtza boy, arba pa'omim. So now you'll have 4 squares, etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. Each square is two etzbois by two etzbois, kineged arba revios, kineged arba revios. Nimtso. So memele, so now, this is mamish, that's what Baruch Hashem, we got the shir already. So now, a keli, which is etzba'ayim, al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'choymish etzba, equals a revius haluk. Nimtso. Keli shall etzba'ayim, al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'choymish etzba, machzik revius. Now, how much is a revius? Behainu beya umachze. A beya umachze, because we'll see the Rashbam will tell us soon, there are six beyim to a look. So memele, so the six beyim to a look, so a revius a look is a beya umachze. Loshin, so memele, we're finished with the sugya already, so we're finished. Loshin kotzer, sheshoma rabbeinu, me Rabbi Yaakov Bayokor Rabbi Zatzal. This old cheshbin is a loshin kotzer, sheshoma rabbeinu, some of the frashi, Rabbi Yaakov Bayokor Rabbi, that is the cheshbin. Now Rashi is going to tell us, just the word Rashbam is going to tell us some mathematical cheshbinis, we should know the cheshbinis, with the beya and the lug and the revius. So now somebody tell us a few facts. A for shalosh soin, so shisha kabin, kav arba lugin, lug shisha beyim, one lug is shisha beyim, tahaino arba revius. Perushit the Kabbalah Gesine Klala Domar Ravashi Perushim Elochas Deus Rav Yudoi. Now Amo al Amo Yesh Bo. Now that Amo al Amo Yesh Bo Shloishim V'Shisha Tfochim B'Tefach Al Tefach. There's 36 squares which are Tefach Al Tefach. How do we get this cheshbon? Sha'ama vav tvochim, and ama is vav tvochim. Ukshetachalkenu la'orkoi, so if you'll divide the oirech of the ama in six parts, b'ritzuoi sheheim rechovei stefach, timtza boi vav ritzuis, kol achas v'achas rechovo tefach, if you'll just cut down six ribbon tasters, six ritzuis, which are a tefach or a tefach, so you'll have a ritzue, which is one tefach wide, but also above tvochim, and six tvochim long. Vacharkach, afterwards, chaleik kol ritzue la'orko l'shisha. Now, the length you have now, you have a length of shisha tvochim, let's divide that up in six chalokim. Timtza bo shisha pa'omim tefach al tefach. So now you have six times tefach al tefach. V'chein l'shisha ritzuiz arei lamed vav tvoch. So that is the cheshbon. Let us see the Gemara a little further. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravashi. Omar li Rovin Bachinene, Shulchan shel Migdosh shel Prokim Hade. The Shulchan in the Beis HaMigdosh was not one piece. It could be taken apart. Why? The E Salke Daiter, Hiduki Have Mahade. Because if you will say that it's one shtick, amsa ba'amsa heichi mitvele. The shulchan was amosayim orkoi, amo vocheitzi rochboi, amo rochboi, amo vocheitzi kaimosa. So, the oirech of the shulchan, we could submerge into the oimek of the mikveh's three amas. So the oirech will go into the oimek. That's no problem. But we have amo rochboy, the amo vocheitzi kaimosoi. And we have the oirech in the roichev of the mikveh is an amo al amo. We have a klal that amo ba'amso lo yosef. You cannot stick in a amo into an amo. That means so the mikveh has to be a mashu more than an amo in order for the shulchan, which is an amo, to stick in. So memeter to fit in. So memele. So if you couldn't take it apart, you could not toivel it in a mikveh which is amo al amo barum sholish amos. That's how the Gemara. These alke daiter heduki ave mehedik amse ba amse heche mitzvili. How could you be matzvili? So memele is a ray that you can take the shulchan apart. Frek the Gemara my kushe. What's the problem? Dilma v'yam shosa shloima ave matzvili. Who says you have to toivel it in a minimum shia mikveh? Could be there was a minimum shia mikveh in the Beis Hamikdash and Dazore, but who says you have to toivel it in that mikveh? You could toivel it in the Yam Shel Shloime. The Toni Rav Chiya, Yam Shosu Shloime Marzik Meya V'chamishim Mikveh Tarit. It's 150 mikvoits. The Yam Shel Shloime was very big. So Memele, you could toivel it in the Yam Shel Shloime. Zog the Rashba. Shulchan shel Mikdosh, Shulchan shel Zov, she'osa Moshe, uchsiv bei amosayim orkoi, va'amo rochboi, va'amo vocheitzi koimosoi. Shel prokim ave, so memele, this Shulchan was not one piece, it was prokim. She'yecholim lefarek rochboi lishnayim. You could be mefarik the roichev into two chalokim. V'chein raglei ha-shulchan eina mechuborim yofe v'yochel lefarko. So memele, so the roichev of an amo was a roichev amo, you could take it apart. It splits in half. So memele, so you had a roichev of a chatziyam. Yeah, the is al kedai te chiduki behedek, shein yecholim lefarik rochboi, heichi motzi matvulei, hoyul verochboi amo, yevaroichiv amo, bekli, hoyul verochboi amo, so how could you be matvulet bekli, nachmolakli, shu amo al amo, the mikva hoye shambazor, there was a mikveh, but there wasn't a separate mikveh. The Azoret, every inch of the Azoret was needed. So there was a minimum size mikveh in the Azoret. And it seems they toivled the shulchan in the Azoret. So how could you toivel the shulchan in this mikveh? If it was not shel prokim, how could you toivel it? Kedisa beseido yume, that there was a mikveh in the Azoret. Inami ba'amas hamayim sheba Azoret. Maybe, not there was a mikveh, there was the anamas hamayim sheba Azoret, which was a mayim, mistome. Shebo matvilin kli shore shenitmu. Bo hoysa rechova amo. But this amas hamayim also was rechova amo. Barshem kach nikreis amo. Kibisnan Eilu Ba'elu Mis Arvin Ba'amo, so it's called an Amo because it has the dimensions of an Amo. The Loshin Rishin Loshin Rabbeinu Yaakov, that we're not speaking about the Amos Hamayin, which Locher was a Mayin, Mida Omar Ravashi Le Milsei Gabi Mikveh. That's my mean to say because a Mayin is Metair Bekolshu. Grad, this Mayan had an Amo, it was an Amo Lama, very good, but so there's no Shaykhis with our Sugya. Our Sugya is speaking about, I mean, Hilchis Mikvois. it seems we're going on this halacha. How could you say that a mikveh is an amo al amo b'rum shalish amos? L'chayre doesn't have a this. The shulchan would not fit into it. Is our koch rabbi mizogin that the shulchan was shel prokim? Ashulchan mekabo tume kedem rinim bechayme bekaidish. Omer eshlokish maidach siv ashulchan atoyer mechlau shehu tume. That twice they said what, that it could become tome. They tabled it. Marzik meyo v'chamishe mikve tara v'mesaches eirevin b'forish minolo. Zog Toisvis. Amo al amo. So now the Gemara says that the shear of that gufe shal Adam Oilaboy is amo al amo berum shalish amo. So it comes out that the width of a person is an amo al amo. Frektach Toisvis, Adam machzik im begod av amo ba amo. Kedemrinim be'erevin, mekayme shal Adam is amo. The Gemara means mekayme shal Adam is an amo. That means not a gavra atiloi that doesn't have any clothes. That means a normal dressed person is an amo. That's what the begodim is an amo. One guy. Ubishmaite de kuchen, mashme, the Gemara of Babasra speaks about the kuchen. The kuchen were graves that were dug into the walls of caves. So in the sugya of kuchen, it explains the sheer, how deep it had to be dug into the wall of the cave in order to put in a mace. So bishmaite de kuchen mashme de kuch marzik amo. The kuch itself, the has an amo. The cheshben is im doifnei ha'orim, because you put in the orin into the kuch. So memele, so therefore the kuch had to have a roichev amo. So if the kuch had a roichev amo, so you see klar that a person alone is less than an amo. Fakel, the kuch, the adam with the doifnei ha'orin would fit into a hole that's a roichev amo. So we see that an adam alone is less than an amo. So why do we say that the mayim shegufe shalodam oilabam has to be an amo al amo? Zaktaisves ube mikve de beinon amo, kidei shi ikones berevach im zriyoiso, dei nidvokim legufoi. The count, he has to spread out his hands from his guf, water has to go between the hands of the guf, he can't be mahadik the hands to the goof, because then the water won't go through. So there has to be an extra space. When you're sticking him in the oren, so then he can have his hands stuck next to the goof. So then there's a different cheshbon. But b'shas tefila, we have to have a space between the hands and the goof. So therefore, that's how we derive the cheshbon of amo. Berum shalosh amos. Rektor Teisves. Va'av al-gav de koimas odom sholesh amois b'loi ha-rosh. Faktach Taisus, it doesn't stim. The height of a person is 3 ames without a head. With the head already, it's more than 3 ames. Ulekach ma'atzrich bekuchin arbo ames. That's why the length of the kuch had to be 4 ames. Bishvil ha-rosh. Va'oyvei hadafin. So memela, that's the cheshbon of 4 ames. Taisa someplace else. That means the neck and the head. And the oyvei hadafin, that added up to another amo. But al koponim, the goiva of a person is 3 ames. That's without a roish. This is 4 ames. B'mikvesagi b'sholoi shamis. Z'ktachtoisves, that is true. So if a person will go into a mikveh, so theoretically the water will only reach his neck. But Chetoivel, but when he enters the mikveh, oilin hamayim lamayla, so the water, since he's displacing water, so the water goes up, and memele, so therefore he have enough water to cover his head. So it comes out like this. And you saw the person is korev to daladamis. But the shear of mayim is a goiva of sholishamis because it will be displaced b'shas tvila. So kochach you have to say shahakeli gavoya misholishamis, that the receptacle that's holding the water is taller than 3 amis. The imloi came, because if you won't say like this, kshiyikoneis, when he's going to enter the mikveh, if the shear of the receptacle that's holding the water is also only 3 amis, is yiplu hamayim lamata, so the water will fall out, v'yechoser ashir, and you're not going to have the shear. Ubetalgum de megillah de choshiv sholesh ames lechol echot. In Targum Megillah, where it makes a cheshbin of the Bnei Homon, that makes a cheshbin that there was 3 amis for each child, is ketuei roishoyu, they were a head shorter. Because of Memele, so that's why the cheshbin was that they were 3 amis. But with the Rosh, it comes out that I can more than 3 amis. Tuvia Hama was Ma'ira, L'chayre, the Rashbam doesn't say like this. The Rashbam says, V'haynu amo al amo berum sholesh amets. Sorech sheyehei, the Rashbam says, Sorech sheyehei keili molei mayim, this keili, which is an amo al amo berum sholesh amets, Sorech sheyehei keili molei mayim, sheyitvu boi ha'odo. So Vaisto is the keili alone. The Keli has the goiva of Amo Alama Barum Sholish Amos. So that's L'chayre, not like Taisris. Taisris says the Keli Akoch has to be taller than the amount of water. God, the Bar Shmuel, I don't know if it'll help us too much, it'll help us a little bit. The Bar Shmuel brings down that the Rashbam and Baba Basra is Chaylik on Taisis, and the Rashbam holds that a person has a goiva of 3 amis, with the head, not like Taisis. So the Mele, you don't need, there's still a problem, the water will be displaced, and you don't have the sheer, the problem over here, but on Koponim, Taisus is saying you need the larger, you need the goiva hatfonis, in order to cover his head. According to the Rashbam, you don't need that. You just need the water shouldn't spill out. That's what you need. Amsa ba amsa eichi yosef. Rav Ashi said, but you have to say that one was able to separate the roichet of the shulchan, because if you could not separate it, so it comes out that, so how could the oirich could go into the room, into the oimik of the mikveh. You have an oimik of 3 amis, and you have an oirich of 2 amis. But amsa ba amsa eche yosef. But how will an amo fit into an amo? Vim taima, like Taisvet, afilu hi amsa ba amsa yosef. Afilu we will assume that an amo could fit. Is that the whole kasha? The kasha is because an amo cannot fit into an amo. If an amo could fit into an amo, then we wouldn't have any problems. Is tikshilei. Hayech yochel ahatzel ha-shulchan. There's another problem. Omosayim okoi. Ba'amo v'cheitzi koimosoi. B'mikve da'ave amo al amo. The mikve is amo al amo. So the problem is, So you have a different battle Amo Bamsa Yosef, but you have the Koimas Amo Vachetis. Amo Vachetis isn't can fit into an Amo. So why do you have to ask the Kasha Amo Bamsa Yosef? An Amo can't fit into an Amo. That's no problem. An Amo could fit into Amo, wouldn't that be a problem? The Ishloima Shaim Araglayim Hoysa Koimosoi Amo Vachetis. The Cheshbin of Amo Vachetzi, that's what the Raglaim. The Raglaim lo yoye mechubonim im HaShulchan. The Raglaim weren't mechuba. The Chaim Pirish Rashi beparshas Tuch. So the Raglaim weren't mechuba. So memele, you can take off the Raglaim. So memele, the Agni is a problem. We'll come to that in 1 second. So the Gemara's Kashi is, the Amo Ba'amsei Chiyosef. Eistis and memele, so what did we take care of? The Oyner, it goes according to the Oyner. So we have 2 Amos going into 3 Amos. The Koime, we take off the feet, so there's no problem of Koime. So we only have, the whole problem is that the Reichiv is an Amo. Is basically an Ashas. The whole problem is, but the Reichiv is an Amo. Amo ba'amsei chiyosef. So the kasha is put it in diagonally. So what's the kasha? What is the kasha of the Gemara? Put the shulchan in diagonally. So you have a tefach and 2 fifths. So memele is that amo ba'amsei chiyosef. That is one kasha. Rabbi Kivege brings down this kasha in Gilyan Ashas from the Sefer Brish Sholem Ala Torah. That's one kasha, yes. Now this Brisholem asks another kasha, the Dvar Shmuel brings down the second kasha from the Rivosh. Second kasha is Amoyra de Kekasha. The kasha is that what was Ravashi had a problem. Ravashi had a problem, how could a shulchan fit into a mikveh? The dimensions of a mikveh are 1 by 1 by 3. And the shulchan is 1 and 1.5 by 2, so memele, that's the problem. So memele, amo ba'amse eichiyot. Second kasha they ask is on Taisvus kasha. Taisvus asks, afilu amo ba'amse yosef. Taisvus asks the kasha as follows. Afilu amo ba'amse yosef. It's still shvel. It still won't fit in. Still won't fit in because you have a problem with the koin. Rektar Akashe, let us make a mikveh. Let us make a mikveh as follows. It should be a amo, al amo vechatzi, berum amo sai. And al pi cheshbin, it should be 2 by 1.5 by 1. Which this is the exact dimensions of the shulchan. And this is the exact, and this is the shir of a mikveh. You'll have the shir of a mikveh also. So memele, so what's the kasha? Is only one kasha. Amo ba'amse hechiyosef. That's chatm ravashi. Taisvus did not understand Ravashi. Vila Amo ba'amse yosef, but it still won't fit in. So I can say, no, if Amo ba'amse the Gam Horovitz asks the kasha, the Rivosh brings down the kasha, and they say, Fakert, if you'll have an Amo al Amo v'chatzi, Perum Amo Sayim, you have the exact same dimensions, the same volume, and it should work. So the whole kasha is amo alam sechiyot. That's Ravashi, beautiful shot in Ravashi. Then the Rivosh brings down from the shoyel had a mu'uyim deke imuyis. He says he has a teret on Ravashi's kasha. He says amo ba'am sechiyot. We made now a mikveh now. We made a mikveh. An amo al amo v'chatzi al amo sayim, and and we can table the shulchan. Now the whole problem is that it's Amma Bam Sechiyos. So let's make the mikveh like this. Let's make the mikveh a Amma Umashu al Amma Vachati Umashu. We need it a little bit more. We cheated a little bit. And we'll make the goiva a Masayim Pochashnei Mashim, whatever we added on, the Masayim Pochashnei Mashim, and how will it cover the goiva of the Shulchan, because the water goes up. Like Taisa says a person is Taladamis. And how does he fit in? Because the water goes up. The walls are taller than the water level. So Memela, so that the Shoyel asked the Rivosh. I didn't have a chance to see what the Rivosh answers, but just let's see the next Taisus. Biyam sha'osa shloime, ubi rishalme porich, balei shuvim hei. You have a very large receptacle, but it's shuvim. Av al gav de kli shemachzik mem so belach. Kviyama was moira lechere taisa says that yudainim at base shuvin is debatable, but yudichna tevul na keili lechere the Yerushalmi should have asked it. The keili. Akaponim, the Yerushalmi asked it so. Av al gav de kli shemachzik mem so belach. She'ein kurayim v'yovish einei mekabel tumme, she'ein metaltul molei v'reika. You have to, one of the tnoim of the, it has to be dum yedisak. Masak metaltul molei v'reika, so the keli also has to be metaltul molei v'reika, so if it's so big, it's not metaltul molei v'reika. So meleil, it's not mekabel tumme. So Taisa says, le'in sheva klihi, that the din she'eva is not dependent on the din tumas keli. Kedama b'yud chesdov agabim niach kelim tachas atzino. We do not need, in order to make a show, we don't need tumas keli. V'oi, that's number one. And number two, rafal under b'kiyis. Yam she'osa shloima oya shal nechoshes. It wasn't made out of eight. U'mikabel tumme. Avogav de metal to mole verreken. Mekabel to mevada metal to mole verreken. The navke kli 8 is kishlisak. This naive metal to mole verreken is navke by kli 8, but this is kli matris. So I feel you'll say that the din show is dependent on the din kabolas to me, a kli matris is mekabel to me. Umeshani, so the Yerushalmi answers, Tifter b'shahoyu raglei hashvorim shoyoimed olo. The Yam Shel Shloime was standing on raglei hashvorim. Nekuvim kemoy tzerimoy. There was a nekev kemoy tzerimoy. V'hoyu mechuborim lemayin shetachtayim. There was a mayin underneath the Yam Shel Shloime. So there was a chibur between the mayim in the Yam Shel Shloime to the mayim. The melus doesn't have a din show. We have a shoker. V'ho dinokat kemoy tzerimay. Aino levatel hashvorim mitoyres keili shelo yikabel tume. They didn't want that. That's why they made such a large nekev in the shvorim. Avol ha'achshe ha'mayim she'biyam sagi kishfeiferes anoid k'desna b'perik vov de mikvoy u'matvilin b'sheido teivo u'migdol she'hein nikuvim kishfeiferes anoid. You can put something into a sheido and teive into the yam and you can table it in the sheido teive if there's a chibur between the mayim sabishseich ateve to the yam, so memela says it's aisho. So kaponim, the reason that you needed a moitzi rimayin was that the rag l'shvom shemim mekabel tumah. Moiri, a rab, rabbi chil perish, וצורך כאן כמויצי רימוין, לפי שהשבורים מפסיקים בין היום למיין, והבו לי כהורק מקלי אל קלי, כיוון דמרח כי טובה. So a chibur cotton between the yam shel shloime and the ragle yashvorim, and from that to the mayim would not be sufficient. The tzorich sheyavoyu shamayim b'shefa, ei b'raya mitesefa.